All right. So turn with me in your Bible to 1 Chronicles 29. We're going to look at the word briefly, and so that we have enough time for more rejoicing. We just got started. And everybody knows there's no party like a Zambian Pentecostal party. All right. 1 Chronicles 29. So the temple that was built, and that God told David, I want you to collect the money, have it ready for Solomon, so that when he's going to be king, then he's going to do the building, but you guys are going to do the collecting. And they did it, and it was a massive amount of money. And so now David is reflecting on this. It says, furthermore, King David, verse 1, said to all the assembly, my son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, is young and inexperienced, and the work is great, because the temple is not for man, but for the Lord. Everybody say, not for man, for the Lord. And then we see in verse 9, then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly, because with a loyal heart they had offered willingly to the Lord. And King David also rejoiced. And then David has this prayer, and we'll pick it up in verse 13. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as this? For all things come from you, and of your own we have given you. And so David was thankful. And as we gather today is a Thanksgiving service. It is a time to rejoice. And yes, we are thanking one another, and there's some people that did some amazing things. But as David said, Lord, all we've done is what you've given us. So whether it was wisdom or insight and all these teams that participated, or the amount of money that was given, we'll get to the stats at the end. Over 2,000 people and 2,000 families gave to this building. Over 2,000 different ones. And that was all from within this church. Last time we accepted 3 offerings outside. This time we said, keep your money. We've got it. We're going to do it ourselves. All right. So these buildings are not for us. They're for the Lord. They're for his purposes. And what you heard in these testimonies are the purposes of God. And so we gave willingly because of what God helped us to do. So the buildings themselves will not transform lives. I've never walked into the next gen buildings. We've got beautiful, beautiful new screens and projectors for the classroom one where the youth and the merit and the children are. In fact, they're nicer than these. So I rejoice, but that bothers me at the same time. All right. But none of those buildings transform people. They are tools for us to be used by God to transform lives. None of these buildings preach on their own. None of them counsel on their own. They're tools that we have from God. So now that the buildings are complete, and thank God that they are, and they were completed during COVID shutdown and everything, amazing what God helped us to do, there is a continuation of a building project that will go on forever. And look at it in 1 Corinthians 3. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 9. What's the new building program? Well, it's the old building program. It's the eternal building program. 1 Corinthians 3, 9. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. Everybody say, each one. It doesn't say each pastor or each apostle. It says each one. How do we build? For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation, say, that's me. Say, I'm a builder. So if anyone, that's us, we're going to keep building. If we keep building, and we will, on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be rewarded by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. So each one's work. So what this means is the work continues, and in fact, now we can do more work. We have greater tools. So those of you that may maybe build things with your hands, you know that the tools that you have are very, very vital. And power tools get things done better and faster. Better tools, you can get things accomplished more. Now we have better tools, but you know what? We, you and I, are God's fellow workers. We're God's fellow workers. So the next gen buildings, the physical buildings, are finished, but God's building program is just gearing up. Amen? Because now an 11-year-old young man doesn't have to be with the 7-year-olds. Bless God. Now we can get some things done around here. All right? We are God's fellow workers, and there are thousands and thousands of people now and in the generations to come that God has called us to minister to. And so we have also, by doing this, we have shown value and care and dignity to the next generation by building buildings for them that are nicer than the adult buildings. Amen? That doesn't bother me. That is a wonderful, wonderful testimony. So it is our gift to generations to come. And for many, many generations, when some of us are in heaven, these buildings will still be acting as tools for God's purposes. So let's turn to Psalm 78. And this was kind of our theme scripture as we in the campaign about that generations to come might know God's power. But let's kind of start here at the beginning of this psalm. And I want you to notice, again, who's doing the talking? Who's doing the preaching? Who's doing the ministry? It's not the buildings. It's not even God. It's us. Psalm 78, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. What are we telling our children? Yes, in these buildings, but also in our homes, and when we drive, and when we watch TV. We will not hide them from our children, telling to the generations to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He has done. For He has established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. Why? That the generation to come might know them. The children who would be born, that they may rise and declare them to their children. These buildings will be ministering to future generations that we don't even know yet. 11-year-olds that are going to get married at Miracle Life one day, have kids, and these buildings will be their tools. That they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments. And so, folks, these are not just nice buildings for our kids. All right? I remember when Timothy and Jessica entered into our home, and my wife, she decorated their rooms so beautifully. I could still picture them. Blue spreadsheet or a spread. Spreadsheet. There we go. All right. Blue bedspread, polka dots for Jessica. And it was nice. All right. But that's not what we just built. Didn't build nice buildings for our kids. We built them so Psalm 78 could happen, so that we can tell them the power of God and the works of God and the commandments of God, and that they will be raised up to tell their children. That is the plan and the purpose of God. Now, who's going to do this? Who's going to do this? Ephesians 4:16. We heard this a couple weeks ago from Pastor Paul. From Him, the whole body, that's from Jesus, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up. How? Sounds awesome. Well, Pastor, I think you got to do some more work. No, it's not our job. As each part. Are you part of the body of Christ? Are you part of this church? Each part does its work. Well, but Pastor, I'm not really doing a whole lot of work. Well, you're unemployed and you got to get employed. All right, because there's work, there's grace upon your life, and there are generations to raise up here at Miracle Life. So these are workshops. We dedicate these buildings as workshops, not as religious cathedrals, but as place where the work of God gets done and where we can work and get our hands dirty and work with children and youth and Rhema students and folks and Changes That Heal classes, all the things that are happening in these buildings where we get to work. So what are we going to do as Miracle Life? We're going to get to work. Amen. I don't know if you've ever discovered this, but sometimes giving money is sometimes a little bit easier than giving your life. Because when you give the money, it's done and dusted, over. This means we are going to commit for the rest of our days and our breath and our strength to let God use us. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we are so grateful and so thankful, Lord, for over 2,000 people and family, young people and old people, Father, who sacrificed and gave. Father, thank you for our campaign team and the strategy and the thinking and staff, Lord, for our building committee that, Lord, made tough decisions and, Lord, were dedicated to make this happen, Lord, and our board that supported this and helped approve and give wisdom. Lord, we're so, so thankful to you. But, Lord, we know that we're not done. We're just getting started. Father, and there are people's destinies at stake. And so, Lord, use us for the rest of our days. And Lord, as long as we're a part of this church, Lord, may our hands be dirty. May our hearts be full of your love and kindness as we help and love and serve. Thank you, Lord. With every head bowed, every eye closed, if you're here in this place and you don't know Jesus, God wants you in his family. And I'm so glad, and our church is so glad, that you came to a space, this building, where you could hear the gospel. And 12 years ago, people sacrificed for that to take place. But not just so that we could have a service, but so that you could be in the family of God. The Bible says God is a father. Who is he a father to? His children. That's the good news. The bad news, folks, is that we were all born into another family, the family of sin. God is not our father automatically. We need to be born again. We need to transfer from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And so if you're here today and you don't know Jesus, you're not a part of God's family, you can be right now today. If you're backslidden, if you are far from God, and maybe you've got involved in some things that you shouldn't have, come to Jesus today. Come home to him. And if that's you right now, wherever you are in this auditorium, I want you to lift up your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I need to give my heart to Jesus. I need to be born again. I need to come home from a place of sin and rebellion. Where are you? We want to pray with you. God bless you so much. Just go ahead and lift up. Just raise it up. Wave it at me real, real high. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Who else will say, that's me? Thank you, ma'am. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else? Anybody else? Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Wonderful. Congregation, can we all stand to our feet? Let's all stand to our feet. And if you lifted up your hand or you're thinking right now, I should have lifted up my hand, grab your handbag, your Bible, whatever you came to church with. I want you to come and meet me up front. Just come and meet me up front. We're going to pray together. Let's give these folks a big, big hand clap as they're coming. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else before we pray? You are important to God. You are important to God. God bless you. Thank you so much. Wonderful. Let's just lift up one of our hands towards heaven right now. And just say this prayer with me. Say, God, I believe you love me. You sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die in my place,
He was punished for my sin. You raised him from the dead. I declare him Lord. Jesus, be my Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. I turn my back on every wrong thing, and I follow you now. Thank you, Jesus. You love me. I'm a part of your family. In your name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Those of you that have come from, would you just turn rows here? We're going to go to a place of prayer. We'd like to give you a book and just spend a few minutes of your time. If you would just follow rows to that place of prayer. Thank you so, so much. All right. So, remain standing. We warned you to bring your dancing shoes to church today. So, we're going to have a little bit of help in rejoicing today. Come on up. Come. Take it away, Esther.
Thank you, Pastor Walker. Hello, everybody. Well done and congratulations. We're here to just celebrate with you. Hey, see the Lord
Buhanje, muli buhanje. A big congratulations to you guys. I remember coming for the service when the buildings were being presented, and I was thinking, wow, that's a giant project. It almost seemed impossible. So you're obviously giant killers. You're obviously giant killers. Yeah. I know you know the song. You can sing along and celebrate your achievement. Let's go. Hey. Cool, calm, collected, standing in front of a charging army. Yes, I reckon 007 got nothing on me. Oh, I'm not like Osama, Oshaka Zulu with his sangoma. With Christ alone, I always stand taller. Lelo golaya kwala pona. Batizona, Susie Gonda Iwe. Baliko seko sangate onga sake ine. I be like, oh, really? Can't even get near me. Semu semu na jorisina. Line's quite cheesy, but the point still remains. Tony Zakupata Dito Sibutika Boga Penso, open to low. However, you pronounce it, destiny really set, but me don't need to announce it. That you are a giant killer. You are a giant killer. Small axe, you will chop them down. Park the seas when they try their drowning. You are a giant killer. You are a giant killer. You are a giant killer. You are a giant killer, so you a manta. Osa ni pasa zina yako na kan. Elo umu oze monzako mabuto na ignoranza. Na boba chepa sana. How dare ya? Come to my property and offer me a deal yon ikonga. Colonize my body with your skill away. But to that I say no, sir. I want it all. Siniguri sako fire costa. Not for sale. Not for hire. Who can trade life for eternal fire? My God is truth. The devil is a liar. Make me think that I can only worship in the choir. I will say this only once. Lift your white flag while you still got the chance. Before I pull out the big gun. Filled with the daily bread I had for lunch. Hey, hey, I am a giant. Hey, I am a small axe. I will chop you down in park the seas when they try it. Hey, I am a giant killer. I am a giant killer. I am a giant killer. One, two, three. I wanna build this empire. I wanna build this empire. Fire. I wanna build this empire. I wanna build this empire. Fire. I wanna build this empire. I wanna say, I wanna say, I wanna build this empire. I wanna build this empire. I wanna say, I wanna say, one more time. Let's go. Hey, I wanna build his empire. I wanna build his empire, fire. I wanna build his empire. I wanna build his empire, fire. I wanna build his empire. I wanna say, I wanna say, I wanna build his empire. I wanna build his empire. I wanna say, I wanna say, I wanna build his empire. God bless you guys.